there are 10 and 15 minute sets for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, so that we have a nice mix of different artists from around the globe and nations. Some of them are from Central New York, some of them from New York City, some of them are from Ghana. Like, they're really, it's pretty extraordinary. And there's a lot of different merchants to interact with, because it basically is a food and restaurant street. It's like this incredible renaissance that's happening in Auburn here in Central New York. And then, as the evening progresses, the sets get longer. They get to be 30 and 45 minutes, and the music is incredibly eclectic, so there's something that everybody will absolutely like. And then comes the different, the few headliner sets. There's a wonderful, wonderful musician, singer-songwriter out of New York City, was born to this profession. His name is Derek Reese, out of New York. You know, your listeners ought to look him up, derekreese.com. He is sheerly an incredible, incredible vocalist and storyteller. With his music, he's kind of like a cross between John Mayer and Dave Matthews, with a twist of Stevie Wonder. And he is sensational. And one thing I like about him, actually, is that he is a person of multicultural background. And so to see him bring these different strands of his background to his music is pretty exciting. there's another gentleman named Mal Stein, who is just an incredible, incredible drummer, who also is coming in, and A.C. Lincoln is coming in. Devin McLeod, who is actually my daughter, is actually going to be singing a set. And so that's both a very kind of proud moment for myself, but she has so earned it. And I think having a woman's footprint in this has been very important. There's a gal out of Syracuse who is professionally known as Sonia Graham, who has been a mainstay in just the most incredible singing in Syracuse, New York. And she is coming to do a main stage set. Then there's Irv Lyons Jr. and Richie Melito and Edgar Pagan. And it's just, so there's a beautiful lineup. And so people will have a very eclectic experience. And then at the conclusion of that, the culmination of that is when we will actually play the soundtrack for Harriet Tubman with a multitude of different musicians from different backgrounds. So there'll be so many different kind of, you know, rhythm and blues and rock and roll and folk kind of overtones happening in this particular iteration. And then the last half hour, all of these musicians, all of the singers, all of these percussionists, we're all going to sit on the same stage, and we're just going to jam for a half an hour. We're just going to play in the space of freedom. It's going to be beautiful. And so really, really a lot of fun stuff. And not to mention, not to be forgotten, this is also the first year of the National Harriet Tubman Freedom Awards.